Do you long for a happy, cheery spirit that brightens the day? But sometimes you're the picture of gloom? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to be a happy person. One of the things I've tried to instill in the lives of my kids is this fact. There's enough unhappiness in this world without our adding to it. Now, why is it true that there is so much sorrow and sadness in this world? The answer is pretty simple, really. By and large, people ignore the only real source of joy, the Lord Himself. The Bible says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Let's look at a truly happy man. We read about him in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now there's a surprise in that verse. The word blessed, which means happy, is plural. Oh, the blessednesses, or oh, the happinesses of that man. And there's another thing. It's not just the man, but that man who's one in a thousand, that special man who lives to please the Lord. Now, to some, Christ is nothing. To others, Christ is something. And then to a few, Christ is everything. And it's always to this little group of people that the Lord accomplishes His purpose in this world. These people are truly happy people. Verse 3 of the same psalm says, "And he shall be like a tree, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." He shall be like a tree, planted by the rivers of water. Now where I live, there's a creek that runs through our backyard. And down in that creek, there are trees and weeds and wild flowers. However, in our backyard, there are also flowers and shrubs and trees that my wife has planted, and she really takes care of them. She doesn't go down to the creek and watch over the wild ones. They sort of fend for themselves. But the things that she has planted, they get cultivated and trimmed and fed. They are under her special care. Well, now, you and I aren't a thing growing wild. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Note, rivers, plural. Your life is surrounded by the rivers of God's mercy and grace and love and gentleness and goodness. And He's a tree planted. You have been planted by God under His special care, and that man has a beautiful life. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." That man finds joy in the word of Christ, and he enjoys fellowship with Christ in prayer. Jesus said, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Now let's think about that for a minute. Where have you been looking for pleasures lately? If you're trying to find them in the things of this world, you're on the wrong track. True joy is found in one place and one place alone, in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. May God bless you as you find your true joy in Him.